Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is Sunaina, and you are listening to Talk CXO Life. And we have with us the swift, agile, and moderately risk-averse. Well, he's an insurer. Sanjeev Mantri, Executive Director, ICICI Lombard. Sanjeev is a seasoned banker, spearheading the marketing initiatives of the retail division at the largest private general insurance company, and is credited with the very many innovative solutions and strategies introduced, especially in the SME and also the rural banking markets over his 2-decade-plus experience in the BFSI sector and with the ICICI Group. He's equally known for his obsessive penchant for running and playing tennis, in spite of the very many injuries that consistently plague this sports freak, and his firm belief that he's part of a larger design than being its creator. I particularly enjoy listening to the funny anecdotes about his childhood, especially about his relationship with his mother, who, as he puts it, had to be within his diameter once this boy in the middle, well, they are 3 siblings, was home. Enough said, I think. Now, let's sprint away.
Now, towards the conclusion of this, I'd like to ask you, what does success mean to you?
So it's very difficult. You know, I have this example I keep talking about every now and then. It is so relative. It was an article which came in Times of India, and it was Rahul Dravid who wrote that article.
Right.
Where he had gone for an underwriting camp in Bangalore.
Mm.
And there's some 20 players playing over there. And he felt that all of those 20 players were better than what he was when he was of their age.
Right.
They had such technique. They had so much of, you know, access to so much of equipment, so much of facilities and stuff like that. He said they're amazing. I was like, very, very blessed to see this 20 players. But in that article itself, it went on to write that, you know, probably out of these 20 players, maybe one will play for India.
Mm.
2 or 3 of them will play Ranji Trophy.
Mm.
Many of them will not even pursue cricket after the camp. So that's the way it is. Like, bunch of people, equally talented, all of them so sound. But some will end up being there. Now, it's unfair to say the guy who played for India is the only successful guy. It would be so wrong. But that's the way people will judge it, right? For me, I think that's the best way I can define success.
Mm.
It's each one to his own self. If you are able to manage your life well, if you're able to make an impact to your family, I mean, look, I don't know how far I'll end up being where I am. You know, I don't even know whether I'm successful, right? There are people who may have been technically not sitting in a position like mine, but maybe leading a life which is far more better in terms of quality as well as many other parameters that they live in. I'm very wary of being told that I'm successful, because I am firmly of the belief that I'm part of a process. I'm part of a design, which obviously I want to serve well, I want to do well. But it would be tough to give myself too much credit on this. I can give myself credit in terms of what I'm going through personally, in terms of what I'm doing and stuff like it. And a lot of it's circumstantial, you know, the fact that, you know, Sunaina has thought of interviewing me for whatever reason it is, I'm able to tell my story. But every time I'm going into a room where I'm talking to the team of young guys or wherever it is, you know, if I ask them the stories, each one of them has a story which is very compelling. I'm lucky I'm getting an opportunity through you or whoever else who is kind of getting interested in me. It's a blessing, right? But they're also circumstantial. We have seen the highs and lows of existence. I don't know. I want to see Sanjeev's life, and I think in a way you said it very right, you know, without titles, without the chair that I'm part of. If I call my set of people and they'll react in a similar way, then probably, yes, I have invested in them and they've invested in me. And today also, probably those set of people I can count on my hand. And there was someone else in this position before me, there'll be someone else after me. So it's a journey.
Okay, so when you look back at your journey, is there something that amazes you about yourself the most? That, my God, I did this.
So I told you my childhood was fairly average, but I was a very happy kid. In my whole of my school life, I never got a single good conduct or a monitor of class or, you know, whatever the badges. My tie used to be without any holes, and I had a sister who used to have 4 patches. I remember taking a tie into my room, locking my door, putting those out and putting on my tie, saying, Sanjeev, tu lagega kaisa match mein, no? I used to keep, look, and I used to also get angry with her because the moment we used to, three of us, me, my brother was also like me, fortunately. So we used to, you know, think because of you, we will get some act of violence will happen against us. We were saying, sab kuch jisko milta, tumko kuch nahi milta. And there's so much of confidence of not getting anything that once, and these awards, you know, used to give in the assembly. Mm-hmm. Class monitor, and I was in a Catholic structure where, right. You know, St. Mary's was my school over there. So they will announce. So once when this award was winning, my name was announced. I was in 7th standard, if I'm not mistaken. And I had tension. I said, abhi to awards de rahe, abhi mere ko kyun naam bulaye? Mere ko punishment de, mere time hi nahi aaya, kuch hai nahi, matlab why are they calling me? So my guy behind me pushed me, said, naam hai, jana. Mere ko kyun bula rahe hain? Boss, maine kya kiya abhi? Whatever. When you're always guilty of some shit you're doing, right, in that assembly. Thrice my name came, and then I moved very, very reluctantly, I was going, and they said, you're getting a certificate. And the certificate was for full attendance in 7th standard. So, clearly, matlab, it was the most defining moment of my life to being acknowledged in an assembly where I was told that you attended every single day of the school and you're getting that certificate. So, that kind of pretty much encapsulates my existence. But to really think
about
it.
But that is also an achievement, I mean, being present every single day.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you stay at home, there's a problem. So, you might as well go to school and have some relief over there. I don't know, there's not much I'm amazed about this, but there's so much more I'm excited about in terms of. I think I'm in a position where I can impact few lives. I can make a difference in someone's life because I have the probably little bit of financial capability and all of that. So if I always keep thinking, I can tell you something which I want to do. Probably, you know, I would love to seriously channelize a bit of my whatever I have, little bit, you know, in terms of much more fruitful to help probably, you know, few people here and there. And money I can give. But if the day I'm able to give time, that's a difficult part. You know, that's
right.
What
time
it is. But if I'm obsessive or not, going by what I was saying, I'll actually end up doing it. Another thing I feel is I'm comfortable talking about what I want to do. I want to do this marathon. I want to do this. And I keep telling a lot of people, you know, whoever I meet, I think it's a way to socialize your thought. You actually create enough pressure to make it happen. So this process is on. In a way, I'm telling you, this is what I want to do. I have not been successful because it's not become part of my priority to that extent. I can find 1,000 reasons to not make it happen. But if I choose to, I'll have enough reason to make it happen.
But in terms of corporate cultures also, I mean, there are leaders and then, you know, you are a leader. There's a team that looks up to you. Would you say that this whole persona that you have in terms of a leader also professionally, as well as your passions in life, have they also inspired
that? I don't think executive director has anything to do with my existence in that sense. That's a designation that has come my way because of where I'm sitting. But do people look up to me? I'm not too sure about it. But I'm sure some of them do because we interact so much more with each other. Do I want to make a difference? I can tell you one thing for sure, that the team member that I work with or I relate to, I'm genuinely interested in their well-being. To that extent, I think I'm there for my team. There's no confusion in my mind on that because someone helped me when I was growing, right? And I'm willing to live with honorable, you know, honest mistakes that comes in way. I want to support them. I'm a firm believer that life should give you a second chance. It cannot happen that you get one chance and you're done and dusted because we all have got multiple chances, right? We've been lucky enough because we've had bosses, family, parents, all of them who were willing to give a second chance. Mm. So to me, that second chance is a very critical way of survival. I wouldn't have been where I am in many ways if a lot many of them wouldn't have tolerated me. I did mistakes. I did serious mistakes.
Right.
They could have sacked me. They could have told, you're of no good. But they gave me the confidence when you can do it. I think we need to do that. Anyway, I find the young kids who are joining now a lot more smarter than what I was when. It's a fact. The generation gap is a reality. Look at the number of opportunities that they had. I was talking about, you know, science, commerce, arts. Arts for the first, commerce for average, below average kids, and science for brilliant people. That was the way I had grown up in my life. My daughter, she said she'll take commerce without accounts. I could not understand. I said, what is commerce without accounts? She said, no, I will take commerce without accounts. Man, I was somewhere overseas that time. And I said, yeah, beta, aisa kuch hota hai kya? She said, hota hai. Now she wants to do fashion communication. I said, mujhe fashion malum hai. मुझे कम्युनिकेशन मालूम है पर ये फैशन कम्युनिकेशन कैसे होता है And that I find is a tough part of it. I was telling these young kids, you know, don't be so sure of what you want to be. Because there's so much more to be explored. And
yeah, but
you know,
unless you're a Pete Sampras, I think.
Unless you're a Pete Sampras, absolutely. 7 years. You know, 7 years where you know
you
that I'm someone
special.
You know,
this is what I want to do.
I agree with you.
So I'll conclude this with this last question. What would you like to keep alive in you?
Clearly the activities that I do, you know, so in terms of whatever sporting activity and all of that stuff that I'm doing, I want to say that it's not for increasing number of lives. You know, I want to probably a number of years in my life. I want to add life to my years in that sense. So whatever period I have, I want to stay excited. I want to stay involved. I would love to be relevant in whichever activity. So if I'm going on the tennis court, I definitely want the best of the best players to say, Sanjeev ke saath khel sakte. It's quite ironical, but throughout my school, college or whatever it is, that period, my best friend used to be effectively one of the brightest guys in the class. You know, so they would be my... And obviously when I said this, it's not one side that I feel I am his friend, he will feel the other way. We live a life together virtually, you know.
Right.
I would love to be probably, you know, aspiring to do things in a better way. There's a lot to be there in terms of being a better human being. There are obviously huge gaps which exist between what I could be ideally with where I am. But in the end, it's a journey. Sometimes you get lessons which makes you motivated. Sometimes you really don't accept it and say, ki, do it. But I would love to have one run where, you know, where I'm able to understand life without titles. That's where I'll have a distill and a fair amount of distill, you know, in terms of who's there, who's not there. So, but thank you so much. I think
thank
it was
you so much
great,
for your time,
connecting. And as I said, lucky to have a chance where you've come all the way and you've spent so
I'm
much
so
time.
I'm so glad
to
see you that.
No. It's amazing. It's amazing because it's always very humbling when you have someone who's so keen to know what you're doing. Because I don't know, there's no reason I feel in that sense. So I'm really humbled.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.